Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest 2016. Now, we're at the Village Grill right now. This is the kickoff party. We're recording the show Tuesday evening before Florida Spiny Lobster mini season, the two-day sports season, which is Wednesday and Thursday, last Wednesday and Thursday of July. And that's where we are Tuesday evening before, on the eve of lobster season for the sport divers. We get a little two-day, 48-hour season to kind of get a head start, get a jump on the commercial lobstermen who set their traps. I believe this coming weekend or the weekend after. We'll get the lowdown here on that in just a bit. However, it is a festival big time right now because the Scuba Cowboys playing tonight, getting everybody warmed up for Bugfest. And, of course, I'm not diving alone for lobsters. I brought one of my, I don't know, this is probably bad judgment, I'm guessing, because he's going to end up being a bubble watcher more than a lobster diving buddy. And I have Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor with me this week for Bugfest. How are you there, buddy?
Check. Hello. Check.
Quit. Don't get too close to the mic there.
Is that on?
Hello. It's on. Okay, come on. Just talk to me. Are you having fun? Are you ready?
I can't hear you.
This was a mistake. Big mistake, of course. But he's not diving.
I just want to say I love you all. And keep the cards and letters coming. And also pictures.
Okay, we're here for Bugfest. And I don't know how I got roped into bringing you along with me. But you are here. You're not going to catch lobsters, but you're planning to eat my catch once I put on my lobster slayer, take on that persona and slay up to 12 lobsters a day. I'm sure by Thursday evening, and we'll find out as the show progresses, because we're going to do like the first hour or so. We're going to just do it over the next couple days. And by the end of the show, I will have limited out with 12 lobsters each day here in South Florida. You're not going to die for them, but you're willing to eat my catch. Is that right?
We're going to push it to the limit.
And that's what's playing on the jukebox right now, yeah.
We're going to have a real good time.
We're going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time, even though you're not diving, just hanging with the divers. Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is just here for the festivities. Am I right?
Yeah. Si, senor.
Yes, okay. Yeah, obviously, you know, he's been drinking because he's not going to be diving tomorrow. So.
Como está? Muy bien, gracias.
For our Spanish-speaking friends, we got Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor to interpret what they say.
Buenas noches.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough out of you. All right, also, the local flavor is here. Whenever we come to South Florida, we run into our friends like the Dive God. We got Walt DeMartini going to join us here later on. Mermaid Tony, Aaron, the shark diving scuba fit girls. All kinds of people are going to join us down here in South Florida for Bugfest. But Keith is with me right now. He's one of the local residents, and he's here at the kickoff party. You having fun so far, Keith, or what?
Oh, yeah, but I'm having way too much of the Scuba Radio Ale that you serve special today.
The Scuba Radio Ale. Well, that wasn't our ale, but it's tasty. Is that what you're saying, or what?
It's delicious
booze. So, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor slipped Keith something, and Keith drank it, and, the rest is, history, and we'll show up on Facebook eventually. But you're having a good time regardless, right?
Absolutely. A great time, and I brought the wench with me.
Yes, you got the wench with you. How are you, wench?
I am awesome. How are you?
Yeah, that's when you know they have a strong foundation, a great relationship when he can call her the wench and she actually answers. That is true love. You hear what I'm saying?
I am the wench, though. Okay. I have been for a long time.
Yes. Well, that's true. But, you know, I'm just saying. Was diving what brought you guys together or no?
No, actually diving helped keep us together.
Okay, there you go. So diving keeps the relationship hot and strong. We'll leave it at that. But you're having a good time here at the kickoff party for Bugfest, aren't you?
I'm having a great time. The bugs are sleeping now, but everybody will be out to get them tomorrow.
Yeah, they've been teasing everybody today. You know, there's been divers out here off the coast of Lauderdale by the Sea, and they've been taunting the divers because they can't catch them until midnight. But once midnight, once the clock strikes 12, look out. The lobster splayer will appear, and you'll limit out. Are you going to go bag some bugs yourself there, or no?
Am I going to go get the bugs?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you going to catch them or eat them?
Both.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I prefer to eat them.
Yes. A lot of people like to just, you know, sit back on the sidelines like Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor and kind of, you know, feast on the catch. You hear what I'm saying? They kind of hang back at the marina and wait for all the divers to come in and like, hey, you're not going to eat that. Hey, right?
Thank you. I guess. It's a partnership. You push the bug out and somebody else catches it.
Yes, and then someone else eats it. Yeah, what about you, Keith? You going to go back some bugs or no?
I don't know. Hopefully so.
Yeah, you think. You don't feel you're going to catch them or eat them or both?
I'd rather catch them and let her eat them.
Okay, well, see, that's why they've stayed together for so long.
They have trouble if I don't.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah,
I can certainly eat more bugs than he can.
Ah, okay, well, there you go. Maybe that's the secret to, a long-term relationship. You never know. All right, so Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is here, and he is mingling with all the folks here at the bar, here at the Village Grill. And are you going to try to dive or snorkel or bubble watch? What are you planning to do while I catch the lobsters here at Bugfest?
I'm going to jump in the water and see what I can see.
Okay, fair enough. It's okay. What do you think about this place? You've never been to Lauderdale by the Sea before, have you?
I have not, but I have heard a lot about it on your program.
Yes, and you came here anyway.
Well, Greg, you're a great broadcaster, and I admire you greatly.
Well, thank you. Wow. He is really lit.
You're an inspiration to all of us.
Yes. Well,
Also, how do I get one of those cool hats?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been giving away some cool Scuba Radio swag in between sets of the Scuba Cowboy. He's getting ready to play another set there. What do you think of the Scuba Cowboy, though? He's been playing his song Bug Hunter.
I'm sorry. Say again?
Yeah, Bug Hunter. He's playing the song Bug Hunter. What do you think of that?
I think it's a musical masterpiece.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not saying we're in competition.
Yeah.
But I do have a song of my own that...
Yeah, I heard about that.
That, you know, I have released. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, do you even have a title for that nonsense that you debuted on the show there the other week?
You know, maybe we can name it. I don't really have a title.
I like Scuba, Big Big Booba, what is it?
I like Scuba, drinking rum from Cuba, big old booba, smoking in Duba.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, raffle the next one.
Ah, yeah, you're trying to get in on the free stuff we're giving away. You want to see
if it's going to be a long time till you raffle the next
one? No, we're going to give one here in just a bit. Or you want to go to bed and get ready to
leave and go home.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
It's still early. Are you going out at the crack of midnight there to catch a lobster or no?
Tomorrow. Oh, you're interviewing.
Yes, of course I am. We're live on the radio.
Don't mind us. We're just doing a show.
Yeah, that's okay. What's your name?
I'm part of the show. All right.
Yeah, if you want to be.
My name's Hugh Whalen.
All right, Hugh, welcome.
I'm going tomorrow afternoon with Greg O'Farrell.
Yeah.
And Diver's Choice is the boat. And
so is that a private boat or a charter down here?
Private boat. Greg O'Farrell's. It's called Diver's Choice.
Yeah.
And Greg O'Farrell is the owner.
So you already have your honey holes scoped out,
It's a six pack boat.
Yeah, but do you already have your honey holes
scoped out for tomorrow?
I don't know where we're going. You know, local reefs. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, you'll just go where they tell you to go.
Yeah.
So you're from this area, or where are you from?
I live in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. I've been diving for about 30 years. Dive master with about 1,300 log dives.
Very nice. Well, cool.
Many years.
You coming to Bugfest over the last few, or no?
Every year I come.
Yeah, excellent. So what are you looking to get? We've been giving away some cool water bottles from our friends at Tank Rum. We got some...
We won the water bottle.
Oh, you got a water bottle already. But, filled it up with rum.
Yeah. I'd love to maybe some scuba gear or possibly a dive trip. Are you giving away a dive trip?
Well, we're doing that Thursday at the Lobster Cook-Off.
Oh, what? Okay, what is the grand prize? A dive trip?
Yeah, it's a dive trip. Our friends from Reef Safe are giving away a trip to Yanexo in the Bahamas. Yanexo.
Oh, Yanexo, Bahamas?
Yeah, shark dive, nice, dolphin nice. Thing, the whole deal. Whatever you want to do. Sounds like something you want to get your hands on.
I would love to win a dive trip to the Bahamas.
Yeah. All right, well, I see you got your ticket for tonight. Tonight we're giving away hats and water bottles. Right. That'll get you started. Okay. Fair enough. Warm
we'll
up.
We'll be back Thursday night for the grand prize draw.
Okay, and we'll find out if he wins it by the end of the show.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There is a little lobster boy in every one of us, and we are here for Florida Spiny Lobster mini season. We're on the boat. We're on the Black Pearl with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Dave is the captain. Are you captain or dive guy?
Both.
A little bit of both. He's here to help us zero in on the honey holes for the lobsters here in South Florida as we limit out on the first day of lobster mini season. That's my prediction. So this is before our first lobster dive of the day. How did it go this morning? Because it's a little bit later in the afternoon there, Dave.
It went awesome this morning. Everybody went out, stayed with their flags. Everybody caught lobster. Saw a bunch of cool stuff. Awesome morning.
All right, can we get how many lobster today?
We had 49 this morning.
Right, but how many can we get individually today on this trip?
12 per person.
12 per person.
Yep.
So we can limit out today.
So we can get like 900 lobster on this.
This is going to be awesome. Yes, yes. And are you seeing big lobster, little lobster? What do you think?
No, not as big as they were last year. I think the biggest one we got was almost 3 pounds.
Yeah.
The rest of them have been between, what, like 1.8 and 2.6.
Okay.
Pounds.
But they're still having fun. They're doing a weigh-in here at the dock.
Everyone's having a blast. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Now, are you going to get any opportunity yourself to snag some lobsters during the mini scene? You have to work.
I have to work. I will be the guy in the boat begging other people for their lobster.
Yes. So instead of a tip, you'll take a lobster tail?
Exactly.
Is that right? Or in addition to?
In addition to.
Yes, exactly. Right. Now, Aria is working with us as well. Now, so she is, you guys are alternating boat?
Alternating. And Captain Aria is also going to be on the boat as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to be alternating.
So where is people from? We've got people from all over the world, I believe, here for many seasons this week.
Everywhere. Yeah. People from everywhere.
Yeah. Have you talked to them yet, or are you just getting ready?
I'm just getting ready to.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to work.
So I will have an update on that in a few minutes.
All right. Very. See, he's going to zero in on his secret spots where we can zero in on our lobster. See, this is the fun thing of Bug Fest. It's just a big, you know, event. Last night we had the big party. Now we're on the boat getting ready to catch our lobsters. Now, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is on the boat with us, or Drunken Sailor. He is here, and he's getting his snorkel gear ready. He's going to kind of float above us because, obviously, not only is he not certified, he's not able to really... it's going to be dangerous having him out on the water, but he's volunteered to be a spotter. You ready for this or what?
I'll tell you where I see all the bugs.
Yeah, okay, that's enough out of you. Jeez, I don't know what we're getting ourselves into, but this could be quite an adventure.
Memo says...
Yeah, okay, yes, no, there's no mimosas on the Black Pearl dive boat here for Bug Fest. By the way, bugfestbythesea.com, check out all the information about the events going on so you can plan accordingly for next year if you are not here for this event going on. Now, the cool thing about what we're going to do today, we're on the boat, we're going to do a little recording in between dives and catching lobsters and try to take you along for the ride, give you a little idea what it's like to participate in Florida Spiny Lobster mini season. Now, my one of my South Florida super fans of Scuba Radio from way, way, way back is with us. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
I'm good, man. So you're wearing your Scuba Radio shirt. You're good to go. You got your lobster license. You're ready to catch 12 lobster today, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to squash them today.
Squash them. Don't squash them. Catch them. You don't want to beat them or anything like that. That would just make them mushy.
We're gonna catch them. We're gonna squash them. We're gonna cook them.
We're gonna eat them. Exactly. So, do you got a technique? Are you a tickler or a looper?
No, I'm a tickler.
You're a tickler. So, you see, I'm a looper. I prefer the looping, but you like the tickling. You've always been a tickler. You just never tried the looping thing, or what?
No, I tried the loop. I couldn't get it. The tickling, it's easy. You just walk them right out.
You just tickle them on the back of their in the back of their tail if they're under a ledge. And what, you got a metal tickler or plastic tickler or what?
I got aluminum tickler.
Aluminum. I've heard that aluminum is way better than plastic as far as tickle sticks. Is that true?
At least they don't float away like the plastic ones do.
Well, they don't float away. But the metal, I've heard that the lobsters react better to the metal tapping than a plastic capping of a tickle stick. Have you heard anything to that effect?
I've heard stories about that. We'll see what happens today.
We'll see who does better. I'm a looper. You're a tickler. I guess we have a little friendly competition going on here. Is that right, Barry?
It depends on who pays off CJ first.
Or who runs the radio show. Because basically, as far as what happens on the radio is up to me. You hear what I'm saying? So one thing I will guarantee for Florida Spiny Lobster season is that I will limit out 12 lobsters each day on the radio.
Okay. I guarantee you'll do that too. I've already raised my white flag to you.
Okay, fair enough. He knows the routine. He's been hanging with us long enough. Now, what do you think about having a Drunken Sailor along for this is he going to help you spot as well? We got to kind of keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't get in any trouble. I don't want to have to perform any kind of rescues or create any additional issues that, you know, Marine Patrol or the folks here at the dive operation might have to deal with. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think Marine Patrol is going to be pretty busy today anyhow.
Yes.
I'm more concerned with is if he's that drunk, he may see two of everything.
Well, I never thought about it that way. Yes, he could be sending us in two different directions for the same damn lobster. You got to zero in. You got to focus here, Drunken Sailor, okay?
I use the one-eyed technique.
The one. Okay, you're just going to close one eye and kind of focus that way?
Aye, Captain.
Hi, Captain. Okay. Oh, brother, this is going to be a long afternoon. But once again, it's all about the journey. You know, hunting for lobsters, if you've never done it, even if you don't like lobster, you're one of those few people on the planet that have an aversion to lobster meat, which I haven't met too many of those people. Going out and catching a Florida spiny lobster is one of the great pastimes as being a scuba diver. Would you agree, Barry?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't require much in the way of equipment. You just got to be calm.
You got to be calm. You got to become one with the lobster. You know, I'm kind of like a lobster whisperer myself. I've actually honed a technique. I haven't used it in the last year, but I've been able to coax those lobsters out with my fingers and have them crawl up my arms. Have you ever done that?
No, but I have stared at them down and they come out to look at me.
Yes. Well, yeah, and a drunken sailor has a technique. Is that what? No.
That's right. You just look at that lobster right in the eye and you go, "Hey, bud. Let's party."
I don't think that's a technique that'll really work. That's one you can try. But, you know, we are going to be fairly shallow, too. So even though he's snorkeling, he might be able to at least be a good spotter for us. You think, Barry?
Yeah, I think he should be able to.
With the exception of that he might see two lobsters and we have to figure out which one is the real one and which one is the secondary image he's gathered from too much drinking last night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'll be fun. But it is something I highly encourage every diver to try if you haven't. It really is so much fun. You know, we're going to talk to some of the other divers on the boat if they'll give us the time of the day. Right now, they're kind of looking at us a little strange, as they often do when we first board a boat with some fellow divers. But we'll find out where they're from, what they're doing, who they, you know, what they plan to do with their lobster. How are you going to cook yours? Grill it? Fry it? What are you going to do?
The boss already said she wants it grilled this time.
Grilled lobster is on the menu for Barry, our South Florida super fan. We got more coming up from Bugfest. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Lobster coming to get you.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We are on board the Black Pearl here in South Florida for Bug Fest. Lobster, they're all over the place. We just came out of the water and we got lobsters. Yes. Barry got two in his bag. I slayed everyone I saw. The Scuba Radio's drunken sailors floated above us and watched the flag, made sure we didn't get lost. You had a good time, right?
Arr!
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And Captain Dave just took us to this first site for lobster season. What was that called?
The real name or my name?
Yeah, well, your name is Dave.
Okay.
But
Parrotfish Canyons, otherwise known as Opal Towers.
Opal Towers, okay. So, and it was a beautiful reef. There are a lot of fish life out there. Now, I slayed every lobster I saw. And I'm going to just leave it at that for now. So I got a few more slots in my limit that I have to, you know, fill in for dive number two. But the fish life on this site was actually quite impressive. That typical for this area or what?
For the second reef, absolutely. This is one of the nicest second reefs. Some of the spots, I don't know if you came across a really beautiful western-facing ledge. You name it, you'll see it here. It's a real pretty spot.
Yeah, nice schools of fish. We saw some squid that inked all over Scuba Raider's drunken sailor when he floated above them. They totally inked. Or was that you?
I blame Oprah.
Okay, I don't think that's correct.
It's Oprah's tower.
No, you have that wrong. That's wrong dive site. Listen to Dave. Don't listen to him. But Barry caught two. How big were your lobster?
Big enough. It's all I needed.
They got to be 2 or 3 inches at least.
They have to be over 3 inches. Over 3 inches.
The carapace, the body of the lobster, yep. Florida spiny lobster. And so far this season, you've had a lot of folks they scored this morning. And for the afternoon, that wasn't a bad haul. We had a few people coming up with bugs, right?
Yeah, we had a few come up with lobsters. You know, they're out here. So
now, if you catch the biggest lobster here for Bug Fest, what's the prize? Do you know?
The prize is you win a date with Captain Dave.
Ah, there you go.
All right.
Well, John's going to really appreciate that. He's up front, and we're not going to judge. That's just how things roll. We got more lobster diving to do here in South Florida. We'll tell you all about it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friends. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and we'll have a lot of fun together.
Yes, we are doing the lobster conga here at Lauderdale by the Sea. This is Bugfest 2016. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am having a ball. I have caught lobster. Now we are hanging at the lobster cook-off party here in the square of Lauderdale by the Sea. This is where everybody comes to after they've spent 2 days trying to catch lobsters here in South Florida. They come to the lobster cook-off. They weigh their lobsters. We're going to give away tons of prizes. Thousands of dollars are going to be given away here during this event. You can hear there's a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a little noisy. But we're going to try to capture the festivities as best as we can here at Bugfest 2016 in Lauderdale by the Sea. And I got to tell you, it is so much fun. I mean, whether you are into lobster catching or hunting or not, and whether you have gotten the fever, you still should come out here if you're a diver and hang with your diving friends. Now, I'm with my South Florida friends. Now, we didn't talk to Aria much on the boat because she was working so hard during mini season, but she is here finally after 48 hours working nonstop on a black pearl. She is here kicking back with a cocktail or two. And now actually gets to partake in some of the lobster fever festivities. Am I right, Aria, or what?
Absolutely. I'm kicking back with a cocktail, enjoying the fact that everyone caught lobsters, limited out, great dives for 48 hours.
Now you can, you got my back here, right? Because I was on your boat. You saw me being a lobster slayer once again here in South Florida, and you saw me limit out on the radio.
Yes, you did. Limit out on the radio.
Yes, indeed. So besides me and the massive amount of lobsters that I scored for our crew, what was the biggest lobster you saw here over the last couple days? What do you think?
The biggest lobster I saw was about a 3-pound lobster.
3-pounder.
3-pounder.
Yeah. Any big monster like 10-pounders? Did you hear anybody scoring something massive like that this week or no?
I did hear that someone got, I think, like a 5 and a half pound off the beach.
Off the beach. Of course. That's what we heard, that they were hanging shallow, weren't they? Is that what you're getting report for all the...
Can't bring the boats there.
Yeah, can't bring the boats there, but you never know. You know, they could be deep, medium, whatever. We were hanging at about 40, but what was, I don't know, the most success you heard was in what depth, you think?
Most success is probably around the 15 to 25 foot mark.
That's shallow.
That's shallow.
Yeah, so it really was the beach divers. Once again this year, we're getting a jump on all the lobsters. They're hanging shallow. That's what you saw, I heard. You can't, well, yeah, but the thing is, though, do you get to eat any of the lobster? Or that's why you're here tonight.
Well, we're definitely going to be sampling all the different concoctions of lobster that's going on. There's 5 different chefs here at Bugfest tonight.
Yeah, are you participating? Are you representing South Florida Diving Headquarters?
Yes, I am definitely participating and also representing South Florida Diving.
All right, so we got Captain Cocktail, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters. So you're acting as his sous chef. Is that the deal, or do you know?
I think he's going to be a glorified waitress.
I would agree with that. Jeff, talk to me here. Okay, so we're on the radio, and you are getting ready to once again enter the lobster cook-off competition for South Florida Diving Headquarters.
I'm tired of being a bridesmaid. This is my night.
This is the time. Hey. After what, five? This is your fifth time competing.
No, not five.
How many?
Fourth time.
Fourth time competing.
Don't get carried away.
You have not won yet.
I've already, I think I've, look, I've four of the judges have asked me to hand them the little piece of paper that has the guy that invented electricity on it. And I had no problem with that.
You had a little problem with
that. Mr. Ben Franklin, you know?
Yeah, I've heard of him, yes, yeah.
I've been saying, yeah.
Yeah, but only one of them did it? Or did they
get four of them?
Yes, of course it did.
No.
Yeah, all right, so there's five teams.
This is a Trump campaign. All right? I'm going to win this thing.
Okay.
All
right, it's going to be huge. Yeah, he just brought some lobsters up. He's bringing up fresh lobsters for Jeff and his team to cook, evidently. Yeah, they got to figure out, you know, which lobsters they're going to cook. And what is the proper size of lobster that is going to enhance their recipe properly? Yeah, where did you get all your lobsters for your competition here? Where did you bag them?
Oh, for the that they're going to use for the cook-off?
Yeah.
We got them from a restaurant, a local restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Publix, the sauce?
No, not Publix. We can't give them a plug.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
They're not a sponsor.
Well, of course not. All right, so everybody's pulling from the same group of lobster, and then you have that.
Everybody
least
gets five
constant.
Lobster.
Yeah.
And that gives you enough to give some to the audience.
Yeah.
A little taster, a little tester, because there is an audience participation.
Yeah.
Points for that.
Points
for presentation.
I was a judge last year.
Yes,
but,
you were.
But I
you
asked.
You didn't vote for me.
Well, that's why I'm not a judge this year. No, actually, I requested to not be a judge.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you at this point.
Good point. That's right. You're smoothing the wrong guy.
Hey, but, you got Watson.
Yeah, the dive guy is here. Of course he's here.
Hey,
it's a dive event.
One of those foreign cigars.
Yeah.
I'm here with my bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a dog with him, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Hey. You have to do that with the dive guy.
I know. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't know. So, but
this is family radio.
Yeah, not hardly. However, we're going to catch up with the dive god here in just a bit. Obviously, it's a dive event. He was here. He's based here in South Florida, so we got
he
dive
started
god.
All this mess.
Walt D. Martini.
It all we goes got back to him and his cohorts.
Yes, we just got a ton of folks here. But the five groups of people that are cooking lobster are from where? Are they just teams that have decided that they want to compete, or what? Where did these five teams of lobster cook-off people come from?
Well, a couple of them were board members you know, we have a little rivalry going.
Right.
And then they hand-pick, like if there's a restaurant that wants to do it, it's local here to kind of support the local community.
Got it.
And then, you know, they open it up for anybody after that. So we usually try to hand-pick five teams that will be representative of the local area here. And
Well, see, I was a judge last year, and I didn't want to judge this year, so I could... Well, thank you. And I wanted to kick back and kind of soak in more atmosphere, because when you're a judge, you're kind of isolated.
Yeah.
You know, we have these bouncers that keep, you know, people like you away that can't influence our decision.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. This will be more fun to kind of hang out and watch what's going on.
You know what? They're keeping me away from the table tonight, because they think I'm the loser, so...
Well,
that's a given. However, I will be serving the cocktails tonight because I am
Captain Cocktail. Yes, indeed.
Liquor boy,
and I am I'm liquor boy. I'll be liquor boy later. Right now, I'm still the lobster slayer.
Yeah,
I limited out for many seasons, Jeff.
Glad
on your boat,
your own mind. Yes, sir.
No, I limited out.
You did
Wednesday and Thursday.
On my boat?
Yes, I limited out, dude. 12 lobsters each day.
Dude, I can
on the radio.
Right now, but I won't.
On the radio, I limited out.
I can't hug you right now. Neil's right here. I don't want to hug you in front of you.
See, he's been drinking so much. He has no idea what the hell I'm saying right now, and that's good, and I'm going to go with it. All right, so anyway, it's just an awesome event.
Isn't it
fun to bring people together
Just look around, man. The whole town's here, you know, and it's going to get everybody's going to be here soon.
Yeah.
And, and so many people win prizes. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, we brought a ton of
stuff. Donated.
We got an $800 dive watch we brought. Yeah. We got scuba radio cases. We have had
Nexo with freaking transportation. And I got, we donated a memorabilia piece off the Lady Luck, a solid brass, ocean proof light.
We got to talk about that. That was just sank last weekend.
Yeah, she sank. She's down. Yeah. She's calling your name.
Yeah, we got to get down there and dive that wreck.
Lobster Slayer.
Well, there's no lobsters on it yet, is there?
Not yet. We can take a couple down.
That's true.
You take a couple.
Oh, you never know. They might be on there already. They could be.
Tell
they could
have walked last night. Now, I'm calling you out. We're going to have a poker tournament. I got a poker table on the Lady Luck. We're going to have the Scuba Radio Poker Tournament. So we need five players.
Yeah.
Or no, six. I think I got six seats. Six players.
Yeah, there's only six seats on the Lady Luck.
And then we have obviously the dealer seat.
Right.
So we're going to set this up.
Well, I thought the dealer was some octopus or something that you guys.
No, that's the crabs table.
Oh, that's the crabs table. Crabs. Okay, yeah.
So we're going to set this up with the Isles Casino. We're going to start out there, and then the winners are going to end up on the Lady Luck, the sixth finalist.
All right, and everybody listening right now is going, what the hell is he talking about? It's a new wreck. They just sank off the coast here at Pompano in about 120 feet of water. Is that what it was?
126.
And how long is this new barge?
124 feet long.
And you put all these structures on top like a craps table or crabs table. Is it a crabs table?
Craps.
It's crabs. Wait, wouldn't it be crabs if it's underwater?
It could be crabs.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then we have
some pseudo slot machines or something.
Table. You go down and take your picture. You're the dealer. And you're
so you can have an underwater poker game with your buddies if you want to come down to South Florida and dive this new wreck. And it's called the Lady Luck.
And we have a mermaid cocktail waitress.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, nice sculpture of a mermaid.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, we got mermaids here. They're not my mermaids. I saw four other mermaids that just showed up here. It's Bugfest. Go figure. We'll find out what's going on next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock. Lobster!
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are rocking with the lobsters here at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest 2016. Now, we are at the event, and the Scuba Cowboy is here playing. Buddy, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Are you kidding? I'm down at Lauderdale by the sea. There's bugs all over the place. We're about to eat some lobster.
Yes.
This is happening. Nothing.
And you're gigging. You're playing your Bug Hunter song for everybody. They're digging on that.
Exactly. I'm going to play again. I got to play two nights already. This is fantastic. Are you kidding? This is a nice little escape.
Now, have you caught any lobster here for mini season in between your gigging?
In between my gigging?
Right.
No. Because I haven't been in the water yet.
Well, see, the drunken sailor and myself were out on the Black Pearl yesterday, and we limited out. We limited 12 lobsters Wednesday and 12 lobsters Thursday.
Why is your nose growing?
Hey, that's not my nose. But looking down there. Anyway, Barry was on the boat. He'll back me up. We limited out, right, on the radio?
Hulk crush bugs.
Yes, there, see? There, we got it down. We slayed them. Now, the drunken sailor is here because there is booze at this event. Being that all the diving is done. Are you hanging in there now? Are you okay or what?
Let the festivities begin.
Okay, so the drunken sailor is here. Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation are hanging out there talking to the other the judges for the lobster cook-off. They're just getting started to make the concoctions. The five different teams are going to compete for the for the award of best lobster recipe. And then everybody here in the audience, including the Scuba Cowboy, Drunken Sailor, Barry, myself, Dive God, everybody who's here gets to maybe sample and put in their own 2 cents. You're ready to eat some lobster, even though you didn't catch any. Am I right, Bob?
I'm definitely ready because last year I didn't realize it was all going to be gone by the time I got done playing. So this time I'm sampling it. Wow. It's going on. That's all there is to it.
I will say, last year.
Get your drunken ass out of here.
Last year, Pup caught all the bugs. The only reason he didn't catch them all this year is because he was rocking. He was up there playing and performing.
Yes. Okay. But you're going to take a break in between. Their ramblings of filming their show and stuff, and maybe you'll get to eat some this time.
I'm definitely eating some. If I have to fight people off, I'm eating some this year. It smelled so good. It's amazing.
Bug fight. Yes, that would be a good time for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's just yummy. This is the kind of festivities that all divers can appreciate, once again, whether or not they lobster hunt or not, for sure.
It's very tropical. You must remember to always stay hydrated.
Yes, indeed. You should stay hydrated, and usually that is water, not necessarily the rum and coke that Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has been partaking in already. It's only going to get worse, and I'm warning you now when it comes to him. So just prepare yourself accordingly, and we'll apologize in advance. Now, Barry is here. Are you planning to eat some lobster or get some tips on how to cook your lobster, or do you already got that down on how you prepare the lobster that you caught here for mini season? What do you think, Barry?
Well, the Admiral's here, and she's telling me how I'm supposed to cook our lobster tonight.
Which is how?
She wants to do it with agave and key lime juice.
Agave is their pool boy, and
No,
that's not right.
No. Agave sweet. You know, that's where they get tequila from.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. Okay. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Now, you guys are styling. We got some new shirts that we're sporting here at Bugfest, thanks to our friends at Uzi Sportswear, and these are flowery, I don't know. How would you describe this, Barry?
Very tropical.
Tropical.
Magnum P.I. underwater. Water.
Okay. Yeah, you're liking the new shirts, aren't you?
Pup? I love the new shirt, man.
We'll get a picture up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. Yeah, it looks like right out of the Scuba Cowboys,
my collection. Yeah, absolutely.
Scuba Cowboy looks way better than you do, Greg.
Well, okay. Thank you. I'm glad. As he gets drunker, you look better. So be prepared. He was at a female impersonator show there in the square last night, Pup. I'm just warning you now.
I don't even know.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, we did. We saw Kelly Clarkson. That was a whole other story we shouldn't talk about on the air, but whatever.
Can I fuel up my boat with whatever he's drinking?
Absolutely. It'll be very combustible as well.
High octane, low drag.
Okay, fair enough. So, we do got some mermaids here. We have our lobster teams of cookers. We got a lot of divers here. We're going to try to mingle with some of these divers, find out how they did for mini season. And before we finish out this hour, we got to give props to the place we're staying, the Driftwood Beach Resort, which is fine accommodations, literally right here next to the square at Lauderdale by the Sea. And the Scuba Cowboy has been staying there myself. Drunken Sailor crashed out on the couch in my room. I let him do that despite my better judgment. However, you would agree it's fine accommodations and you'd recommend it highly. Am I right?
Scuba Radio accommodations provided by Driftwood by the Sea.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. That is Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor, and it's amazing. The more he drinks, the more articulate he gets. It's a little ass backwards, but that's how it works here with the Drunken Sailor. And Pup, I don't know. What do? You just kind of roll your eyes and like, yep, that's just how it roll, how they roll, right?
That is exactly how they roll, and I'm used to it by now. I hate to admit it, but you're all extended family to me. And so it's judges, just a part of my life, and I accept it as that. But you're absolutely right. The Driftwood is fantastic. Talk about a place that's family. I mean, everybody, the minute we walk in, everybody recognizes us. They know who we are. It's hello, hi, because they're condos. And so you get people visiting at the same time that have been here before,
right.
And so they just love you.
Yeah, they have the awesome guys that stay like at the resort there every year, same time.
It had nothing to do with those wanted posters stuck up on the check-in?
Yeah, shush, Barry.
Oh, stop it. It's because the Scuba Cowboys famous.
Yes, that's what it is. For pictures in the post office, right. All right, so that'll do it for hour one. Just getting started. We got a lot more festivities to cover here for Bugfest by the Sea and Lauderdale by the Sea.
No muff too tough, we dive at 5.
I don't know what that means, and I probably shouldn't even bother trying to translate it. So we'll leave it at that for now, but stick around. Hour two is just around the corner right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.